Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 369.
Hello, everybody.
Damn, you're fine.
Oh.
Talk to me.
I didn't expect you to bring up that song. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Get low.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
hi, girlies. Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm really tired.
Lily's sleep deprived again. When is she not?
I know. No, but like even usually when I'm sleep deprived, I'm not like actually that tired. For some reason, I'm still like running on adrenaline. Today, I'm really just, I could nap right here sitting up.
I can't be sleep deprived because my body is just like, we go sleep now, right now.
That was happening to me last night. Like I was falling asleep sitting up at my computer.
Like you have no choice. Yeah. You just got to go to sleep.
Yeah,
that's how I am.
And then I'd find myself like wasting time because then I'm not getting anything done because I'm sleeping, obviously. But then even before that, I'm so tired that I'm not even doing anything. Yeah. And then it's just a mess.
That's my number one thing. If I can't be efficient at working, then I need to go to sleep because then what the fuck is the point?
Yeah,
I'd rather just be asleep. Anyway, we need to be like Europe. They take siestas.
I would love that. But
we definitely need to adapt that.
It is risky though, because sometimes when I take a siesta, then it's...
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't actually adapt. Lily is notorious for taking naps the whole day.
Oh my god, did I tell them about my 911 call?
No, I don't think so.
I was gonna say I've been better since I downloaded the Alarmy app.
Mm-hmm.
Because it
not
is
sponsored.
No, not sponsored, and it really pisses me off, honestly.
Oh.
It goes like way louder than your normal alarm. You can set up like different things. It has like a bunch of options. You can do like a scavenger hunt and stuff. That's too complicated.
A scavenger hunt?
Yeah.
How much time do people have in
the
fucking morning?
Some of them are like, you have to do like squats or like random shit. I'm like, no. So I do a spelling thing. I have to like type something out. And then what is my next one? It's like some kind of like memory, like
I'm fucking dead.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know.
Funny.
So I have like three different things that I have to do before it'll turn off. And it's so fucking loud. And it was going off the other morning. My phone like freaked out. I couldn't get the alarm to turn off because the touchscreen wouldn't work. So then I'm like frantically, I'm like so flustered because it's so loud. And I'm just like, I just want to go to sleep. I'm trying to turn it off somehow. And I'm holding like the side buttons thinking I could just like turn off my phone. You know, when you do that and emergency call comes up and it's, I called 911.
That sucks.
Couldn't
that
hang up.
Actually sucks.
I was like freaking out. And I'm like, ah! And then he's like, 911, what's your emergency? And I was like, I don't have one. I'm so sorry.
I used to always think as a kid, if you called 911, like, and there was an emergency that you would go to jail.
That's like another thing, like the
light thing in the car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very similar.
It's happened to me a couple times where it's always my phone touchscreen just like stops working and I can't hang up.
Right.
They're always so nice. They're like, oh, no problem. I'm like, oh, you're not mad?
Yeah, no. That probably literally happens to them every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, guys, we do have an episode today. Lily is blind to it all.
Yeah.
She's going to first react with us.
She said there's another stranger session situation.
Yeah, I never thought we'd see. Well, that's not true. It's kind of a weird category of thing that is bound to go wrong. It's
very hit or miss.
Well, I kind of like wonder, is this something we should keep doing? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, how bad could it get? I feel like it could get pretty bad. The last time was like straight up concerning. That guy was like really, really scary.
I thought you
scary.
Meant like, is this something we should keep covering? I'm like, well, yeah, if they're
no,
good.
No, like, should people keep doing stranger photo shoots? Like, I feel like that's could be potentially dangerous.
I did see a successful one the other day, and they're dating now, and they're thrilled.
Okay, yeah, is the good outweighing the bad?
I don't know. I don't know. That's you know? Tell me. What are we talking about?
Okay, so let's start with that one. We are going to be talking about Rachel Jane, who is the photographer, and Ariel Kinsley Cassidy. I mean, her last name isn't Cassidy. It's just she goes by Cassidy, but her name is really Ariel. And this story does involve a mugshot that we couldn't find.
Okay.
So you do have a project after this episode is filmed.
Mugshots can be tough to hunt down.
Well, that's the thing, because we know where she's from. We just don't 100% know, like, because she goes by different names. So it's just like hard to see the vibes.
Okay.
But she is the girl in this story. And then we have stepdaddy material.
That makes me
want
to
die. But his real name is Andrew. Yeah, I know. God bless. I hate it so much. And he's the second guy in this story, but it doesn't start with him because this wasn't Cassidy's first stranger photo shoot. I'm going to show you her first stranger photo shoot with Rachel being the photographer. So it's not like she did it with two different photographers. She did it with the same one, but this was her first experience.
And I'm guessing it didn't go well.
Hi, I'm Cassidy. I drove 4 hours from Clemson, South Carolina after the Morgan Wallen concert last night.
First red flag. First red flag, am I right?
Also, honestly,
God bless. I cannot believe people love that guy. I can't believe it. It's crazy.
I don't even know any of his songs.
Well, it's not even just his songs.
I know, like, he's like just a fucking problematic and awful.
Yeah, like super. I mean, my God. Him and Zach Bryan, best friends, am I right?
Most recently, I think I saw a picture or a video of him, like a security guard had a fan's phone and they were holding it up and he like took it and
he slammed it.
Yeah.
A choice. Love that.
But also drove 4 hours. Like, shit.
Yeah, and I think the other guy drove a couple hours too. I do wonder about that because I'm like, isn't this supposed to be local so that if they do want a date, it's not long distance?
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah.
I'm excited, a bit nervous, although he does have a tough act to follow after Morgan.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. They're interesting characters. Not the point, but I did also say,
and also, oh, she's going to be the one, she's the mugshot I need to track down.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Man, why'd I have to spoil it? She totally is. She's the mugshot.
Interesting. I'm very curious to see where this goes.
No, you're actually like, if I put a gun to your head and said, guess where this goes, you would never be able to do it. It's so weird.
Okay, love that.
Although he's not Morgan Wallen, I am giving him a shot, so we'll see where things goes.
So my name is Logan. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Sevierville. I drove 2.5 hours to be here. I'm looking to get out of my comfort zone and hopefully meet somebody.
I don't know who looks more uncomfortable.
I know, they're very uncomfortable.
Can I give you a hug?
Just a thought for the future. Uh-huh. Can we start putting some music in the background? Maybe like a little speaker.
Or just some
all you hear is the camera shutters
effects.
And they have absolutely like nothing to say to each other. Obviously, they're strangers. That's fine.
Yeah.
But like so fucking awkward. I can't.
But it's funny because the ones that go well, I see, are like not that awkward. Like they turn around, they're like both like very friendly. But I feel like they pick people that are just like really socially awkward.
Well, the thing is that we talked about this last time where it's like you're a photographer, you're not a matchmaker. So that's why this is bound to go bad. Like, yeah, it's bound to go good too. Two people meeting could go well, but it also could be super fucking awkward because she probably didn't know their personalities, which, spoiler alert, she actually does know Cassidy's personality quite well because she's known her for years.
Oh, great. Is she an
outlaw as well?
The photographer
has known Cassidy. Not that I know of.
I'm a little nervous.
Oh, I am too. I'm excited but nervous. Like, shot.
I'm done. Okay. The cut to like an even more awkward scene.
I hate this so much.
I love these. The real deal. Aw, that's so cute.
Like, pull your stomachs into each other.
Oh.
There you go.
And then now she plays music and shows them talking and the pictures and all. Oh, they kiss. Oh, wow. I don't think I've seen that before. Oh, they're dancing.
But why is she holding onto her dress? And
or whatever that is. They're swaying like that one mom in that wedding. Securing the date before the final interview with crying eyes. Okay, now let's see his final words.
Photo shoot's done. It went as good as possible, I guess. We're gonna go get something to eat. And
you guys kissed. I don't feel like that's standard. Like, I don't know.
No, a lot of them I do see them kiss, but.
What?
Yeah.
That's me when I have like a million story times about how I was just making out with like 17 people in one night. But come on, that's crazy.
Sober on camera for the first time.
Sober on camera. Daylight? No. Like at night, it's different. Different rules apply, but daytime's crazy.
Sounds good. Thank you for showing up and driving all that way.
All right, of course.
So I think it went really well. He's an amazing guy, although he's not Morgan Wallen.
Oh my God, mention Morgan Wallen one more time. That's so weird.
And we're going to go eat after this. So wish me luck. Thank you.
Did she think that that was like a funny like bit?
I guess so. And then it shows a text conversation between Cassidy and him. And it says, hey, this is totally Morgan Wallen. And she says, it's Cassidy. And he says, you mean totally Ella Langley. And then she says, oh, for sure. Wink face. Logan says, so, I like you, with crying emojis. And then she says, I like you too. And he says, wonderful. And she says, you're really cute. And then literally the caption of this says, their first texts are at the end with a heart.
I'm gonna vomit. Not the contact being saved as totally Morgan Wallen.
So it seemed to have gone well, right? Everything
somehow,
is great,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Turns out it appears he has a girlfriend or several. We're not sure 100%. Yeah, so it sucks because Cassidy has since deleted all her social media, but apparently from what we were able to gather, I mean, this isn't the main story, it's just kind of like the preface to our story. From what we were able to gather, it came out in like a story time that Cassidy did talking about like, oh my God, like I did a stranger photo shoot and, you know,
okay,
he ended up having girlfriends. So the comments all say shit like that. So it's like somebody saying, did he really have a girlfriend when meeting her? And then Rachel, the photographer, says possibly more than one. Too many girls reached out to keep up with. This dumbass.
You strike me as like a player.
No, God bless, I know. But like also just in general, like what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
why would you do that?
Went on camera?
Yeah.
To put up evidence? Like, you cannot be more
some
dumb.
Some people are so stupid. I mean.
No, actually.
Don't have multiple girlfriends to begin with, unless you're in an open relationship,
obviously.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, why would you think that's a good idea? And especially if these go well,
that's what we said about Ned,
viral.
Too.
Yeah.
It's like, it's one thing to do it. It's another thing to be so stupid and like callous almost, because you know that person's probably going to see it. And also it just makes it like even more insane when you look back at his interview and he's just like, I hope I could meet someone. Bitch, you already have. Like, what are you doing? Like, save some like people for the rest of people who are single.
How
like,
do you
what?
Even have time to drive 2.5 hours? Like, don't you have five other girlfriends apparently to be tending to?
But anyway, so that left a lot of people feeling like bad for Cassidy and just being like, oh my God, like what a shit stranger photo shoot you've been given. So Rachel said, let's do a do-over. And this guy that came to the stranger photo shoot really came there with the intention of like, I'm like a gentleman cowboy man and I'm gonna make it right.
Oh, like he knew the other one got fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now Rachel puts on screen for their stranger photo shoot. Cassidy's first stranger session was a disaster, so I gave her a round two. And in the caption, she says, after what happened the first time, Cassidy deserved a stranger session redemption story. This Texas cowboy saw her viral video, reached out to me, and asked if he could be her round two. And this time, she got the stranger session she deserved.
I'm sensing that something goes wrong, though. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about
it. Why? Because my tone?
No, I just don't think that would be a story we're covering.
No. And then they ended up happily ever after.
It's like, okay.
No, not so much. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, Quince.
Does anyone else feel like August is just like the Sunday of summer? It's really sad, actually. But it is the perfect time to hit the reset button on, I feel like, life in general, but also your wardrobe, because it starts to get a little cooler. And Quince has like the essential staple pieces you need to really build out your wardrobe and not feel like you have to keep buying stuff.
Yeah, I love Quince so much. I find myself shopping from them so often because they have such essential pieces that are super high quality, and for the materials that they're using, like soft organic cotton, premium Mongolian cashmere sweaters. I use a lot of their linen stuff, especially now in the summer. For the quality of those materials, the price is so insanely affordable. I just don't understand.
And basically everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% cheaper than you'd find for similar brands. And they still work with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen, so you're paying for the quality, not the brand markup.
Yeah, and it's not just apparel. Quince also has amazing products like hotel quality bedding and bath stuff. They have kitchen staples, essentials, even furniture. Honestly, like you can find anything on Quince.
They have really cute rugs. That's what's in my entryway.
Yeah, I've also had a very good experience with their accessories. Like I've gotten some jewelry from Quince, some glasses. I've also gotten some leather products. So some purses and like a little travel case for my jewelry that was made out of leather. And I have yet to get anything from Quince that is not just amazing quality.
So if you guys want to upgrade your everyday, download the Quince app for app exclusive offers or go to quince.com/DWKT and you'll get free shipping on your order and 365-day return.
Yeah, and Quince is now available in Canada and the UK too. Again, that is at quince.com/GWKT. And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
I'm Cassidy. I am back for round two. I'm so excited. I'm a little bit nervous. Fingers crossed, the second time is a charm.
Hello, my name is...
I was dead at the crutches, I'm not gonna lie, because... fully has like a broken leg or something or foot. I'm like, maybe we could have waited.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean? Like, God bless him. Seems like a nice
guy. It's gonna be a little awkward for the photos.
Yeah, I thought so, but maybe, you know, maybe they come out really great.
From Pinson, Tennessee. I had seen the viral video on TikTok, and I want to show Cassidy what it means to be treated right. About 2 days ago, I did break my leg in a motorcycle accident, but I wasn't going to let her down, so here we are doing the photo shoot.
3, 2, 1.
I can't.
He's holding the flowers in his crutches. Okay, so it has a song.
Took her advice, though.
Obviously, we can't play that, but yeah, this is a little bit more warm. They almost hug each other.
That's the weirdest like they know sensual each other. Hug I've ever seen.
Right? It was like, kind of sensual.
Rubbing her back. Oh.
Yeah, I'm so dead.
He's like, okay, slow down a little, though.
Yeah, I do love that, though. You know, she gets her second chance. Scenery is beautiful. They're holding hands.
He needs something to prop himself up. Oh.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
Not
that
using
is so
both the
funny.
Crutches. Oh, my God. Okay. I love it.
That gives, like, we are one. You know what I mean? I really like that.
Your partners.
Yeah, we're going to make it through whatever. That's actually a really pretty photo. Like, it's not even the photo. That's just a video of them. But, like, my goodness, the scenery is crazy. I'll give that to the country. You know what I mean? Scenery is amazing out there.
It really is. Another super kiss? Huge.
Oh my God, they're kissing too. Cassidy's down. You know
I was
what?
Gonna
you
say, something tells girl. Me she's the one bringing it up.
I don't know. Now, obviously, photo shoot looks like it went well. They didn't do the little after interview thing, but this is the follow-up that she posted that shows everything that happened after. And they ended up going on a date, actually.
Okay.
Some ice cream.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm going to treat you better than anybody's ever treated you.
I don't like that. Did you hear that? Or was it doing the wind
yeah, doing
thing?
Did he say something about Jesus?
He said, I told you I was going to treat you better than anybody's ever treated you.
Okay. Well, it's been one day.
A little love bomb, you know? Like a little laying it on thick.
Well, and also, whatever. Like, you gave her flowers. What else?
I'm dead. You guys have hung out for 30 minutes.
Thank you for everything, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Give me a second.
Starts crying.
So sweet.
Because nobody's ever treated her like that.
Got it.
Like
the caption notably says, this couple didn't work out, but it isn't my story to tell. Andrew shared his side on his page if you'd like the update. Okay. Oh, I forgot. This is stepdaddy material.
Yeah, that's stepdaddy material.
Okay.
Yeah.
We all were evil lies.
This is so awkward.
Okay, we're hitting up Cold Stone. It wire his toes out.
His toes out?
Yeah.
I hate when men's toes are out. Not the Morgan Wallen shirt.
Morgan Wallen is not a working cowboy. He is a multi-platinum modern country pop singer from Sneedville, Tennessee, who grew up playing baseball rather than working on a ranch. He rarely wears traditional cowboy hats or Western wear. Morgan Wallen said cowboys drink whiskey. He probably drinks White Claws.
What was going on there? Who was filming that?
I don't
that
know why,
and why was
that
he in the other
was,
room?
I think it was the photographer.
Was she just in the
Did
other
she
room?
She just like stand
creeping?
In a corner like, during their date? Yeah, I don't know. I'm unsure, I must admit.
She
I'm
opened her
unsure.
Door and I called her by her first name and middle name because she knows she's not supposed to be opening her door. That's my job, not hers.
It's called adaptability.
She's still wearing a Morgan Wallen shirt.
Yeah, I hope that's the same day.
Chickens. Ducks over there.
What are
you
doing,
baby?
Oh my God.
Need a
favorite
horse.
Come here.
Put
this over his nose.
Oh my God.
No.
There you go. Oh. And then put that other one over top. And then latch it in.
A little baby cow.
Oh no, buddy.
Yeah, he has like a bunch of animals. He's a Texas or Tennessee boy.
Okay.
Hold on.
Not the We the People tattoo. God bless.
I'm gonna say, not a lot of points for me, but like the horse, the cow.
I know. I mean, he seems nice enough. He's a country boy. That being said, obviously, like, he didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
Seemed like it was nice enough. You know, she seemed to have gotten like the redemption arc and all that stuff. Mind you, that first video of the stranger photo shoot that we saw was 5 days ago. Okay, this was posted one day ago when we're filming this. So it all happened very quickly that Cassidy was outed, or should I say Ariel.
All of a sudden, it's like the end of the video and like the sirens start going. Like police
no, I'm telling you, Andrew's video is Whiplash Central. Like he kept saying shit and I was just like, what?
Oh,
what?
God.
Like it was a lot. So here we go. Let's just dive in.
I don't know what to expect.
All right, y'all. So here's the update y'all are looking for between Cassidy and myself with the stranger photo shoot. It did not end the way y'all planned it to or y'all wanted it to,
I want to start by saying, do not come at Rachel or her business. She does her best to try and match up her clients and find them forever love. She's an amazing photographer. She's an amazing person. Please do not come at her.
Photographer.
Yeah, secondly, I caught that too. I
just this video will be multiple parts. If y'all are on Instagram or Facebook, I have to split it up. I cannot do a 10-minute video on there. The way this will work is I will explain what she did, and then I'll show all the evidence at the end, and then Rachel will post her part. I do want to start by saying that Cassidy does call Rachel her big sister. They've known each other since they were kids. They are not blood related. Rachel fully supports me and what has happened, and we did not know any of this prior to the photo shoot. Now, I want to give a little backstory. Me and Cassidy have been talking since July 31st.
Pause. They weren't strangers. They knew each other.
I was just going to say, whoa.
I hated this part. He breezes right over. He's like, yeah, but like we had never met in person. No, you cheated.
So that's what the sensual hug was about.
Yeah, that's why I said, I'm like, it almost looks like they knew each other. Because they did. Just not in person.
Got it. Okay.
Probably because they live far as fuck from each other or something. You know what I mean? They just had never gotten the opportunity to meet. So they did it in this, I don't know. I hated that.
Well, so then how did that even get arranged?
Well, because like he said, the photographer knew Cassidy since they were kids. And Cassidy probably suggested him. And maybe the photographer was like, okay,
the photographer said that he reached out and said, like, I want to give her a second chance. But like in reality, it was like, lies. It's all lies.
What I will say is, unless Rachel got bamboozled completely and it was a possibility that him and Cassidy lied to her and like pretended
something
to be strangers,
that didn't
happen. It may not be, but somebody's lying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's definitely included in that lie.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's egregious, not the worst thing you've ever done or like criminal. It's just a lie. That's all.
Now, I want to give a little backstory. Me and Cassidy have been talking since July 31st. It is still technically a stranger photo session because we have not met yet.
No. It's not really how it works.
I want to start by saying the first thing she did was she was talking to a whole other man.
Okay.
While the stranger photo shoot was going on and while we were talking. We've been talking since July 31st.
Well, yeah, she did the other
stranger
photo shoot.
Just last week, she was sending explicit photos and videos of herself to another man.
Okay, so obviously I don't think it's criminal for somebody to have done a stranger photo shoot and still be dating other people. Like, I don't think that necessarily
yours aren't exclusive
is fucked up
yet.
Unless they did have some talk about exclusivity.
But also, didn't he see her do the photo shoot with the other guy right before?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a week ago?
No, but I don't think that's the guy.
So there's another guy that
talking about.
But she was like making out with this one and like.
Exactly. He's saying that and it's interesting because her first stranger photo shoot, the reason why everything blew up so much was because she was calling the guy out for having other girls.
Yeah.
So allegedly this entire time she's had other guys.
Okay.
And she was sending what he describes as explicit photos to that guy throughout this entire process. But again, we don't know the exclusivity between any of these people. And just because you did a stranger photo shoot and you're hanging out afterwards, that doesn't mean that you're boyfriend, girlfriend. So I will give her that one. I don't know that I find it super weird yet.
Well, but my point was that, like, if they've been talking since July 31st, then he knew that she was hanging out with the other guy when they were talking. So, like, he didn't care about that one.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, she did that photo shoot looking for someone when he was talking to her. But I don't think so, actually, because his was posted August 5th. I think the original one was earlier than July 31st. Like, he probably contacted her the second he saw the video of the photo shoot.
Oh.
Yeah, that was June 29th, where the original stranger
I thought you said that this was only like a week before.
No. The stranger photo shoot with her and him was a week before, but the original one that found out the guy was dating someone else was a while ago.
Okay.
So I think that's what prompted him to talk
to her. That makes sense. Confusion is cleared up.
She was crying in a video on Sunday because he told her that he loved her. And it was happy tears. And then even after our photo shoot, she went back and messaged him and told him that she loved him. Also, don't mind the background noise. I have a crap ton of animals.
Can't even hear anything.
Next, she has faked multiple pregnancies.
Okay.
And actually has bought fake pregnancy tests and ultrasound pictures off of Amazon that her mom has found.
You could buy fake ultrasound pictures off Amazon?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm sure you could, but like,
it feels like a weird venue to buy them.
Yeah, that's weird. I cannot.
She is shown in a photo that I have of her showing off her baby bump.
What?
With the same belt on that she had on in the photo shoot. And she's not pregnant.
What does that have to do with anything?
I think that it probably doesn't show her face, and he wants to make sure that people know that it is her. Oh, so okay. He's making the correlation of like, it's the same belt.
She is shown in a photo that I have of her showing off her baby bump with the same belt on that she had on in the photo shoot. And she's not pregnant. There's also text messages of her being upset because we told the said guy that she was talking to that she's not pregnant. Yeah, I have all of that. Next, the story that has been out, the mugshot that is out of her for credit card fraud is true. She did do it. The story that she's putting out there is false. She found a coworker's credit card on the ground while she worked at Cracker Barrel, and she went to the store and bought vapes and a bunch of other things, and that investigation is still ongoing. It is not closed, so do not believe that. It is still very ongoing. It is still open. Y'all can go look her
I up. Feel like this is like being made up or something. Like, I know it's not, but like, it's just so funny. She found her coworker's credit card when she worked at Cracker Barrel's nuts.
And
like,
then that's actually fucking vapes. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm a like, okay, well, act. I mean, that's annoying, but like, vapes aren't that expensive. How much did she buy that she's like under investigation and going to jail, or like she got arrested for it?
I mean, you could definitely.
It's bad. Yeah. I'm not saying people do that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, isn't that just like a, hey, bank, that wasn't me? You know what I mean?
I don't actually know. Like, how do they like fully investigate when you have like
they
charges?
Do.
Because you
they
never do. Hear about it.
They look
it.
At cameras and shit.
Like the person whose card it was, though, like I've had like someone steal my number somehow. Because that's another thing. Like, I never use my physical card usually, but I've had like random fraud charges. Like, I had an Uber account one time that was using my card a bunch. And I was like, I haven't been in an Uber in
years.
Yeah,
I think it depends on the card. Like one of my Citibank cards shows like under investigation and then like shows you when it's resolved. Like,
well, they do,
the
but they don't
website.
Tell you anything about the investigation.
No, I don't think so. Usually, but I do think they pull from like security cameras and shit, especially if it's like an ATM or something like that they can just easily look at.
Interesting.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't investigate and proceed with that. Like, fuck people who steal. I think that's awful. But like, I was expecting him to be like, and then she bought like furniture with it or like something like really big, like tries to put a down payment on a car.
No, it sounds like it was like a couple $100.
Couple vapes, like damn.
And y'all can go look her up on Google and see her mugshot for yourself. She has lied to me and her and Rachel about phone calls that she had made after the photo shoot and things that she had told her best friends about us, and that she planned on blocking me and bashing me for my quote-unquote red flags, which you can ask Rachel. I didn't do anything. If anything, I took care of her the entire time. Now, she also has lied to her best friends. Oh, no, I already read that.
Jesus Christ.
This man that right. she has been talking to, she has said that she loved and that all of this and that she planned on getting hotels and flights to go and meet him just last week. And I have videos of that for y'all to watch. Now, let me talk about the photo shoot and everything that has happened while she was here hanging out. Now, after our photo or to start for our photo shoot, I had spent $95 on a bouquet of flowers for her because I had all of her flowers that she had liked, which were lilies, sunflowers, and roses. I did that because I wanted to make her smile. I wanted to make her happy. I wanted to impress her, just like anybody does. And I also bought her a Morgan Wallen shirt because I know she likes Morgan Wallen.
How'd you know?
And yeah. After that, after the Stranger photo shoot, she had rode with me. We went and got ice cream about 40 minutes away. That's the closest town for ice cream.
Oh. Ice cream is 40 minutes away? Where the fuck do you live?
I would not drive 40 minutes for a Cold Stone.
That's fucking nuts.
I told her, I said, do you want me to stay or do you want me to go? It's up to you. She said, you can stay. So I ended up staying at the Airbnb with them. And then Wednesday morning, woke up, we went to IHOP. I paid for that.
Okay, well.
And then she came to my house and came and seen my cow, my horse, all my chickens, ducks, my dogs, you name it.
We know this.
And yeah, that's pretty much everything that happened. This isn't me saying that I bought her love or bought her feelings
what?
Or...
Her love was a bouquet in IHOP. I mean, we figured that much. Like, that wasn't on my mind. When he kept pointing it out, he's like, and then I paid for IHOP. I'm like, okay.
It's like, that's nice of you, but...
Yeah, I mean, thank you.
Like that. It's just how I was raised on how to treat a woman. I'm very respectful. And yeah, so let's get into this proof.
Yeah, please, God bless.
Flowers and breakfast. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
So obviously, he doesn't seem the most tech savvy. It's not an edited video, of course. So he turns his camera around and shows us the proof, like on his like computer.
Oh, great, love it.
All right, so getting into this proof, this is her on a phone call with said person saying that she does love him, that she's not happy with me, and that she wanted him.
Mind you, the proof is this person, who I'm assuming is named Devin because of the messages that follow. It's this person sending a screenshot of him talking to her. Like, it's like, yes, it looks like they're having a call.
Yeah, it shows they're on a call. And then it's him quoting, allegedly, what was said, where it's, I do love you, Devin. I'm not happy with Andrew. I wanted you. He says, did you screen record it? He goes, audio doesn't show up in screen recordings of a call. Which,
a TikTok call?
Maybe.
And it says audio doesn't show up in a screenshot of a TikTok call.
Well, yeah, audio doesn't show up in a screenshot.
I'm so dead. Andrew responded, shit. Why is this so funny to me? Like, wait a second. I thought we were going to get hard-hitting proof. Hold on. Let's let him cook. Let's let him cook a second. Hold on.
I don't know if he's going to be cooking much.
And then... Right, her.
Okay, so it says here, Devin says, still offering me food, telling me you love me. Andrew, okay, he says, I want to see proof. And this was Devin responding to who, Rana? Who the fuck is Rana?
Ilana?
No,
Hannah? Why are there
multiple
people?
Who is that person?
Why are we in a group?
Oh, yeah, I think this is a group. I didn't know you could do group chats on Snapchat.
I didn't either.
Interesting. Dangerous. Well, it's somebody responding, Devin, I did fucking love you. Who's that?
What is happening?
Wait a second. Is she in here? Is Cassidy in this group chat?
What's her other name?
Ariel.
It's none of those names.
It's blurred out, but I'm like, wait a second. I mean, he's not doing a great job setting this up. Okay, let's just let him talk because I'm confused.
Here is her saying that she did love him. And then we had asked her who she wanted, me or him.
I'm so dead. It is a group chat of them.
I'm dead.
Not the whole triangle in this
chat. Then we asked her who she wanted, me or him. Well, I...
Why do any of you want her?
This is
like,
so
I'm
weird.
Confused. Like, if you have to fight over someone, then maybe don't go for them. Anyway, it's Devin again quoting her saying, she said, I don't need to answer it. You already know the answer. And then Andrew says, nah, answer it now in here. What? So yeah, they're all in a group chat together. This is the most weird... immature shit I've ever seen in my life.
And then she said, I don't need to answer you. I know the answer. And then finally she answered. She said his name right here. And then space, space, space.
She decides and she's like, I'm at work. Leave me alone.
At Cracker Barrel?
Yeah. No, she got probably fired from there. God bless.
She said his name right here. And then space, space, space. I'm at work because we had to blow up her phone to get an answer.
I'm so dead. Is that a PowerPoint? Or like what? Like he definitely, I don't know. He pulled a lily and did a PowerPoint.
It is a presentation of sorts, it appears. Yes.
Oh my God.
Now, right here is the video.
Oh my God.
Of her crying because he had told her that he loved her.
I'm not crying, you are. I'm sorry, Dev called me on my way home. And then he said, I love you.
She is so weird. They're all weird.
So what's going on?
What is going on is a good question. I think what's going on is the fact that these stranger photo shoots need to fucking stop because it's leading too many weird people to each other.
But this wasn't even a stranger photo shoot. This is such a joke. Like, this is just a messy, weird triangle of people that are acting like they're in middle school.
Yeah, and who were willingly accepting the praise of the stranger photo shoot and being like, oh my God, like her redemption arc with the cowboy. That's so beautiful. Because the original one had gone viral. Like, people did know that she... had gotten like deceived.
Anyone that is in a group chat on Snapchat, I have some questions.
No, we got problems.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, ZocDoc.
We are longtime fans of ZocDoc because ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can find and compare in-network doctors, and it truly makes the entire experience of going to the doctor so much easier, and it's already a vulnerable experience for so many people. The last thing you want to be doing is getting on the phone, trying to find somebody that takes your insurance and is hopefully nice to you in the process, and a lot of people just end up skipping out on the doctor, which is definitely not ideal.
Well, I mean, half the time I feel like they're literally like, okay, that'll be 8 months. We have an opening, but ZocDoc, you don't have to talk on the phone, which is my favorite part. But then also you enter in your info, your insurance, what kind of doctor you need. And then it comes up with all of the doctor's schedules right there on the screen. And you just get to click and they usually have appointments within 24 to 72 hours, sometimes even same day.
Yeah, they have more than 150,000 providers within 200 plus specialties all across all 50 states. And a part that I love about ZocDoc is that their website has a ton of reviews from real verified patients who have actually seen this doctor. So it gives you a great idea of who you're going to be seeing. And that's actually how Lily and I both found our dentists. They're separate dentists, but they're both amazing. And we found them through ZocDoc. And I am just so grateful because I definitely wouldn't have gone to her otherwise. She's not like right in my town. She's just a little step out of it. And honestly, I'd travel even further to see her. She's wonderful.
Jesse actually found mine because I was too busy crying because my tooth had broken off. Then I went and fixed all my teeth, gave me a nice new smile, and I love my dentist.
Your health matters and taking care of yourself should not be so complicated. So find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Just head over to ZocDoc.com/GWKT to get started and check that appointment off of your to-do list.
That's ZocDoc.com/GWKT, ZocDoc.com/GWKT.
And thank you so much to ZocDoc for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Okay, so there's that.
All right.
Now, let's get into
happy tears
the...
person. Oh my God, what is this?
This is the text between us and when we started texting. July 31st right there from TikTok, and there's July 31st.
Wait a second. What was his first message?
It meant to say treat you right, but it says tear you right, and I got very concerned.
Oh my God, it says that's crazy. Come here so I can tear you right, LOL, or haha. I'm scared. I'm disoriented.
Okay. I think he meant treat. Quite a few typos for treat, but you know.
Yeah, this is from July, them talking absolute fucking nonsense.
I only know the wobble, the Cupid flex, and the Cupid shuffle.
I can't deal with this.
July 31st when it switched over to Snapchat. Now, next one is...
I'm dead at this PowerPoint, actually.
This is messages between her and said person that she was talking to. Her saying, oh, we're not together.
But you got mad if I talked to any woman, but was heavily talking to this guy, and now he's upset. I was actually going to be in a relationship with you, Devin. You never told me you wanted a relationship with me. You told me you... I don't know. Wanted me something.
Probably doesn't matter that we can't read it. But it's just proving that, like, none of them were exclusive. You all are weird.
There's that. And then to get into
there's
the...
There's that.
I feel like I'm watching an SNL skit.
Quote, unquote, baby bump.
Okay, this is what I wanted, the baby bump. And that belt is the belt that she was wearing. Because I remember looking at her belt and being like, that's an interesting belt.
Okay.
There is her face. There is that sad belt in the same photo shoot. Or from the
that's
photo
crazy.
Shoot.
I thought he was
her
a trying sad to show belt. It off.
Then this is her getting upset because somebody had told her.
It says, you told Devin I wasn't pregnant. And then this person says, no, we were on the phone showing shit and I was reading the screenshot out loud. And then she said, he messaged me like, what the fuck? I mean, you're faking a pregnancy.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty warranted response, actually. But
told the guy that she was not pregnant and she got upset about it because... she's not actually pregnant.
Okay.
Now this is her trying to meet up and schedule hotels with said person.
I asked Dev, I was like, what kind of hotels are like around his hometown? Well, he goes, I don't know.
He goes, I don't know.
I feel like stepdaddy material would have paid for your hotel. He bought your IHOP.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He's good for it. I can't. Like, the way...
I don't really know why he's showing
just like,
us
and
all
that
these.
Was that one, and this was this one, and we're just here like, okay, but I mean, I will say, out of everything he shows, I think the only thing that actually speaks to her like insane character, I mean, granted, any of these Snapchats definitely make her look immature, attention seeking, and a bit odd.
But the pregnancy ones are
but
batshit.
The pregnancy one is giving maternal instinct. Like, I don't like the sinister energy here. But it says on screen, story time does not end how you expect. So let's keep watching, you know?
There's pretty much a lot of the evidence. Y'all can go look up her criminal record for yourself and see that it's still
we
open
tried.
On Google. I have one more thing.
Okay.
This is sexual stuff that was said to the same person.
I think we need to see
it
this.
It is explicit.
But...
pause, read as you need to.
No, thank you.
Why are you showing us these?
Because I think that he, kind of similar to the last guy on our stranger photo shoot, thought that it was going to be something a little, you know, special. And like, sure, you spent a couple of days together. That could have been really special. You guys are not married. You don't
even
know each other.
Yeah, but why are you
barely.
Then showing other people They're like, we would have believed you.
I think
you.
That he thinks it's like a gotcha. And what I found even weirder, I mean, again, the pregnancy thing, I totally think he should have shown that. Everything else I find weird because I don't think that she had any like need
yeah,
to tell
it feels
him
a little invasive.
Other people.
Yeah.
So I find it very weird that the photographer actually commented on this. And mind you, she's known this girl since childhood. She commented and said, "I'm truly sorry you were put through all this. I genuinely had no idea what was happening behind the scenes or that I was being misled as well. I was completely blindsided by everything that came out afterward. And I hate that your stranger session experience ended this way. You absolutely did not deserve it. Watch her do another one."
Rachel, I think you need to maybe hang up your hat.
That's what I'm saying. It's not for every photographer. Like, I just don't think that this is a very smart idea for everybody.
Like, sorry, sir. We don't really care.
Exactly. Well, the thing is that like these photo shoots do tend to go pretty viral or get a lot of attention. And I think that it was that made this even messier because these people, like, we have no business listening to what these people have to say about their everyday life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, That's really not something anybody cares about. God bless.
Yeah.
But here we are because Rachel was like, don't worry, guys. I got this. I'm going to totally fix the first one. And it just went so much worse. And all I know now is that Cassidy fakes pregnancies.
Well,
that's all I know.
And also, who sent him all that stuff? The guy?
Definitely the fucking guy. I mean, they were in a group chat together.
So now
half
what?
Of it was from
now
group
she
chat.
Just like pining after Morgan Wallen like she was in the beginning?
Probably. Probably. She just deleted all her social media and that was it. She
what
just, like, ran away.
What a weird situation. What a
Isn't
weird
that
girl.
So
what a weird situation.
Strange. I think that stranger photo shoots, although in theory are great, should be done sparingly. Just because, I mean, again, I'm not saying a photographer is responsible. Like, if she introduces two strangers and something horrible happens or like, it's not necessarily her fault.
No, but I would
is
feel
it?
A little responsible.
Oh, I would definitely, definitely feel super guilty. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. They know what they're signing up for. It's two strangers. But then these people weren't even strangers. So fucking weird. I can't. Anyway, that's it. That's the topic.
I'm gonna need to process that one for a little bit.
Yeah, sit with that one, girl. Let's move on to our second topic. And this is just an Airbnb disaster that I have to be honest, I've seen a lot, and we've even covered Airbnb disasters. I've seen a lot of shit about Airbnbs going wrong. I've never seen this particular issue that someone's had with an Airbnb. You're yawning up a storm over there.
I told you, I'm like, don't know why I'm so tired.
This is the original video that started everything off.
Okay.
And this is all surrounding somebody by the name of Alicia, and she was going on a trip with her family. She has kids, and if you know anything about traveling with kids, it's utterly fucking exhausting. And so imagine end of a long day, looks like it's nighttime when she's going in, like, oh my god, finally I could get to the Airbnb. And then you see this.
Oh god.
It says, imagine driving 12 hours from home with kids, and this is the Airbnb that you've booked and paid for. Nothing at all like the listing.
Look at this shit. Look at it. Damn thing. This does not make any fucking sense. Let's go to the bedroom. Oh, hold on. Let's go to the bedrooms. Let's start here. This does not even fucking work.
No,
I mean, do y'all think
bed.
People have fucking
None
money to waste
work.
Or some shit? Like, what the fuck? This light doesn't work either. And what the fuck is this? Okay. Next room. All right. Who the
Shut
fuck supposed to sleep in here? Okay.
It's just like mattresses.
And it looks like a mattress with shit on it.
Oh my god, and just like dirty clothes.
Dirty clothes everywhere. She says that it looks like somebody just like ran out the back, like right before they like got there. You know what I mean?
And
like
stole
somebody was
all the sheets.
Using this. Yeah.
Didn't steal
strange.
The beds though. I don't think there ever were beds, but they're
right.
Mattresses that are flipped up.
Whose shit is that? For one. Just dirty, trifling
what the
ass
fuck?
Shit. I mean, it don't get no fucking worse than this. But okay, let's go this way. Let's go this way. Okay, what's in here?
There's gonna be like a person.
Oh, that might be one of the cleanest rooms.
Nah, it smells cleaner than the rest of this house. It smells like shit in here. Like, what the
There's
fuck?
There's dishes.
There's
a full
not
sink
even
of
a fucking
dishes.
Refrigerator as advertised. Okay, what the fuck is this shit? Is somebody moving in?
Yeah,
moving
no, this
out?
Is
what
wild.
It like I've never in all my days seen an Airbnb like this. Like I've seen people be like, it's not the cleanest, and I remember in Los Angeles specifically, I stayed in a place that was not the cleanest, and one of the pillows had like blood on it, like it was like gross. But the pictures looked like the pictures. You
yeah,
know what I mean? Like
I don't
it had the
think
same
I've
furniture
ever stayed at a place that was like gross.
No, I mean. Yeah, I have. But like, I don't know. It's one thing to be gross too. And like one thing to literally not be anything like the fucking pictures.
Do we see the pictures? ever?
We do end up seeing the listing in one of her like follow-ups. And it is that house. It just had furniture in it, like a fucking couch and
this is barely refrigerator. Like, this isn't even like, oh, someone stayed there and then just like they didn't clean after they left. This is like someone like trashed it and stole all the furniture and then left.
Correct.
I don't want to open the back door.
We're going to open it.
What the fuck is
that?
What the fuck?
A jungle?
What the fuck is that? A jungle? I mean, the tree. Oh, because there's no like cut grass, I'm assuming. I can't see shit. It's dark.
Yeah, I was going to say, it just kind of looks like a horror movie, honestly.
I'm like, if there's trees, there's nothing we can do about that. But I'm assuming it looks unkept.
Look, how the fuck can anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I mean. What the fuck is this, abandoned or something? Like, what is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Honestly, like, where's the city?
This is ridiculous. Then y'all have the nerve, the audacity to have a grill out here. Are y'all fucking serious?
And then she puts the screenshot of a host named Allison. She was a 3.85 star rating, which I will say is low.
Yeah, I was like, I would be a little more leery when booking with someone with that to begin with.
She talks about it later, how she says she usually does book 4 stars and above. But in this specific instance, she really wanted to stay in that city. And like, she's like, we just needed a place to like sleep. And when you look at the listing, it didn't look bad at all.
Well, and she does have some good reviews, it looks like.
Yeah, 13. Well, she's no longer on Airbnb. Spoiler alert. But yeah, at the time she had 13 reviews and 8 months hosting, so like at least 13 families have stayed there.
Well,
or people,
a week ago
that's crazy.
Allison was amazing to work with. She's responsive, always answered our questions and concerns. She's honest. And then it gets cut off, but then the next one it shows only 2 stars. So,
and it says on screen, do not book with this person. Now this is her first follow-up, but I believe it's the second one where we start getting actual like receipts in it.
All right, child, so here we go, part one of this update on this whole fucked up Airbnb situation. Airbnb gave me a full refund as of 4 a.m. Saturday morning. I got my refund. Y'all know that shit usually take like 4 to 7 business days, but they move with some quickness on this one. Saturday evening around 5-6 o'clock, a senior case manager messaged me and
said, so it looks like it's a TikTok message, right, from Airbnb support?
No, seems I think like it's just like maybe Airbnb's.
Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah. Hello. It says, this is Erin, and I'll be taking over your case from Vivian. Rest assured that we're part of the same team and we'll continue working together to support you throughout your case. Thank you for your update. We appreciate your patience and understanding while we work, blah, blah, blah. As a goodwill gesture, we're pleased to offer you a $500 coupon that you can use toward a home's reservation booking. So not only did they refund her, they gave her some money for her next booking.
You know, in the future. Hi, baby. But yeah. That $500 coupon that they gifted me, it does not expire until next year.
Somebody give me my food.
You can eat when we get home. But yeah, y'all stay tuned for part two. I'll be posting it here shortly.
Okay, so then this is part two.
Say part two on how the fuck I got scammed on Airbnb. Tastes like I could get this shit started. All right. I know everybody been in the comments like, you know, I want to see the listing, da-da-da-da-da. Well, here you go.
Okay. This is a bedroom. It has a frame and sheets on it. Uh-huh. So that's a start.
There's some decor. You know, there's some lights that are on.
Next one has a refrigerator.
Yeah.
It does. She wasn't lying. The outside looks
not
far
like
more
a jungle
kept than I believe it was. Yeah. But it's the same house.
Yeah.
Like, it's obviously not like a fake house.
Older pictures that were before all
right.
the furniture
yeah.
was removed.
Exactly. And this room, even like they all had frames. Like, the bare mattresses in rooms where lights didn't work is crazy.
And not even like on the floor. They were like flipped up like against the walls.
Absolutely. Yeah. With like a shit stain on it. Like, I can't.
The thing is, the house has so much fucking potential. And it's not even like I was going to be at the Airbnb. It was just a place for me, my kids, and my husband to sleep. You get what I'm saying? Like, just something cool, comfortable, homey type vibe. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't looking for nothing luxury. Usually I book 4 stars and better on Airbnbs.
But a pool table?
This is
like
insane.
A whole game room?
Yeah, no, what happened? Like, I'm confused.
So, you know, the area that my family was going to be in, I didn't think I was going to get this shit. And I always book Airbnb versus a hotel when we traveling with the kids. I mean, I'm being courteous. Who the fuck want to be in a hotel room with loud ass children? Then you get there and it's like, God damn, bitch, not even a couch. Where the fuck the bed frames?
Oh
no
God.
Sheets, no towels, bitch, the air ain't on. What? No fucking refrigerator, no dining room table. What the fuck? She's sending me all the info that I need, how to get there, and you know what to look for, da da da. For starters, it took us 10 to 15 minutes
going up and down the street trying to figure out which house it was, because for one, there's no lights on outside. It's dark. We done passed the house, y'all, several fucking times. The yard was so overgrown. Just how the backyard looked, that's exactly how the fucking front yard looked.
My God.
I'm thinking it's abandoned. They got motherfucking doors and shit all on the side of the goddamn house, like they've been renovating the house or whatever.
When I tell you, I would have been a monster.
Like, I don't know what actually, I would have been, like, and especially all with day kids. Traveling. Oh, fuck no.
Me and Nassim, oh my God, we would have lost her. If we found out, like, the abandoned house we'd been circling around is the one that we booked. First of all, I'm probably the one that booked it. I would get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second of all, I think I'd lose it. I'd call the person, I think, first. Oh, but I think I would honestly go to filming out. It immediately.
Yeah.
I would start filming it. And then obviously you have to find something else because you can't even be mad for too long because you have to go find somewhere to sleep. I'm not going to sleep
there. Which
you're
not going to be able to do at night.
Nope. Oh my God. I'm pissed for her and it's already resolved. Like, I'm mad.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Tushy.
As many of you already know, I am a big bidet fan. I am forever changed. It's gotten to the point that if I travel, I have to bring a travel one because otherwise I just don't feel clean. But if you're somebody that has ever wished that you could take a shower in like 3 minutes, you know that like midday, maybe you're in between calls, you just have a quick minute and you just want to refresh down there, but you don't have time to hop in the shower and do the whole thing. Oh my God, guys, bidets. Bidets are the answer to all of it. And Tushy is the best of the best.
And they have a variety of bidets. There's some that have like adjustable water temperature, a powerful yet gentle dryer, a heated seat, which is super nice. But all of their bidets attach easily to your existing toilet and you don't need any additional plumbing. And the e-bidets that have all of the fancy features I just listed only require an outlet.
Yeah, people who have made the switch to Tushy use up to 80% less toilet paper. And that's something I really realized over time. I was like, wow, I barely ever have to buy toilet paper anymore. It's honestly just for guests sometimes. So there's no more clogged toilets, no more wasting money on something that does an inferior job at cleaning your behind and other parts. I am telling you, I have never felt as clean after using the restroom as with Tushy. I'm sorry, but it's true. Also, not necessarily related, but they have merch that says, ask me about my butthole, and I wear it to sleep. And I always wear it when people are visiting by accident.
You
and
don't
so
realize.
A lot of people have asked me about my butthole.
Well, there you go. It's a good marketing tactic. But it makes sense that it makes you feel extra clean because Tushy pristinely removes 99% of bacteria while protecting your natural skin barrier thanks to one natural ingredient. Water.
So give your body the care it deserves. For a limited time, our listeners can get 10% off their first bidet order when you use the code DWKT at checkout.
That's 10% off your first bidet order at hellotushy.com when you use the code DWKT.
And thank you so much to Tushy for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
That shit all in the fucking garage as if it's supposed to be storage.
What?
Oh my God, the dining table.
I'm so confused. What happened? Like, how did we get here?
I don't know.
I don't know if these motherfuckers finna have a garage sale or what the fuck we doing on. Trust me, if you would have spent your $500 on that, oh, you would have been pissed off.
I can't live it.
Bitch, I ain't got $500 to play with. Where is y'all living in? We done traveled, been in a car with kids for 12 fucking hours. Bitch, we was ready to lay down. I'm gonna have to follow me for part 3 because
okay, I like we have her. Part 3. Yeah, no, I love her. I wish everybody could tell stories and be funny and just quick and to the point. My God, throw up the fucking evidence and do whatever the opposite of the last guy that
no
we were
PowerPoints.
Just watching does. No PowerPoints, please, I beg.
Wait, speaking of though, I feel like I have a fun little, because we were going to cover that Airbnb couple on our Patreon. And
oh yeah,
I don't remember what we covered instead, but we didn't end up doing it. But I had been putting together a PowerPoint for that one. I basically was looking to compare like prices to see like what else in the area like was kind of equivalent. And I found this listing as just like a side quest. And it was it has some great pictures.
Oh my God.
I'll share those after. They're fun.
Okay, so let's watch part 3. And she's responding to a comment that says they overly played OMG.
All right, y'all. So here go update part 3 on how the fuck I was scammed on Airbnb. So boom, we got this message.
Okay, so this is a message from the host, Allison. It says, hey, I'm so sorry for the lack of communication and the property not being in good condition for your stay when you arrived. I want to explain.
Please.
So here's your explanation, Luli. So 3 weeks ago, I had a talk with the owners of the property that I had a real job opportunity and didn't want to juggle Airbnbs for them anymore. She starts saying that she is the cleaner and she is not the host, even though she is marked as verified identity host Allison. Don't get me wrong, I've definitely had experiences where on Airbnb I'm not talking to the host necessarily. Like it might be somebody like a manager.
Yeah, where I stayed in Chicago, it was like a property management firm that
exactly. Yeah. That could happen too, but it's usually like a very official thing and it is a property manager, not like somebody random. So it's not crazy to have somebody like managing your shit, but your cleaner, Yeah, like, I'm almost assuming this was a situation where, like, she was property managing and cleaning everything and doing everything, if it is what she's saying. And then the actual owners of the property, like, have no communication with the actual people staying there. I'm assuming that's what's happening. But, well, let's keep reading and see. It says that she spoke with the owners of the property that I had a real job opportunity and didn't want to juggle Airbnbs for them anymore. But he didn't want to discontinue the Airbnbs because it was going good, that he would just find a different cleaner. We sat there forever trying to figure out how to take me off of the home and make him the host and the person who speaks to everybody. Okay. Which, like, that took you forever. But couldn't figure it out, so I let him sign into my account on his phone so he can get notifications and alerts on reservations, etc. I'm so sorry that you had came there to this. I'm so sorry. And if I had known, I would have told you ahead of time so you had time to, and then the next message cuts off, but something...
Find somewhere else to stay with your kids, probably.
Yeah, I'm assuming she said something like that. I didn't see any of this until I was blasted. My face and people talking about me on Facebook, which is okay. I know you're upset. I immediately called Airbnb support and they told me that you will be reimbursed. The funds for stays were set up to go straight to the owner. I only get $50 for cleaning each day. That's why I quit. Please forgive me in my heart. I'm not that shallow to do you with such disrespect. Can you please take all of this off Facebook? I've been getting so many mean messages because it was all handled wrong. But I am truly a good person and care. I will show efforts to make you feel it too. Which is like, girl, I don't want to, like, we're not going to have, like, a relationship.
Girl,
now.
Bye.
Yeah, like, we're not going to have, like, a relationship where you could prove and, like, we gain trust and, like, everything gets better.
Yeah,
like,
you already lost that opportunity. Yeah, rule of thumb, you definitely should not let your name remain on a property that you aren't controlling anymore.
I don't think that makes any sense. You're telling me you clean the Airbnb for $50, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You cleaned it for $50 and you were the main point of contact for people? Unless she's just really bad at making deals.
I mean, maybe.
Am I correct in assuming that she is saying I was still the point of contact, but I no longer clean it, so I didn't know if it was in good condition?
No.
Or is she, like, denying that she was the person that was, like, giving her instructions to enter?
I think so. Because she said she gave access to the owner on her phone or something.
I guess, yeah.
Do we have the address of the Airbnb?
I don't think so.
Oh, I was going to do a little fact checking and we could see who owns the house.
Oh my God, I'm so dead. No deep dive, please.
It's too deep. Let me just say this. Airbnb might let you remove reviews, but this one gonna stink, baby. Trust me. How the hell are you the fucking cleaner, but you're listed as a host? With your picture on there. How?
Yeah.
$50 to clean, crazy. Girl, please. Go spew your bullshit on somebody else, because I'm not going for it. And you're not that shallow. Girl, you low down and dirty is what you are. What the fuck? You running off with people money? Yeah, look at this shit.
So this is a message that says, hey, Allison is a smoker pretty well known here in Topeka. She's been my friend on Facebook for years. She's frauding people out of tattoos and home renovations all over Facebook as well.
Out of tattoos?
Smoking what?
I'm assuming not cigarettes.
Right, because, like, I'm like, I don't think nicotine could explain this. I'm not going to lie. Not to speculate. Alicia, in a second, says that it looked like somebody was, like, using the house almost to do drugs. And then, like,
it definitely looked like that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. Like, genuinely, the whole vibe did give, like, trap house a little bit. I'm not accusing Allison of being on drugs and doing that, but I'm saying, like, I could see how that all kind of
someone
fits
involved
together, and then she's getting messages like this.
Been.
Yeah, somebody involved for sure.
Was you high when you sent me the message that you sent me? Now, if anything that you messaged me and said was true, why are other people saying that you have scammed them as well?
So this is a comment that says, don't worry, she scammed me for $600+. After painting a whole inside of a 3-bedroom house, even cut her some slack on was doing it for $600. She decided to go gamble my money after she came and took pics of it to get paid by the homeowner. And then this person, Bailey, I'm not sure who that is. I think they just posted this. I'm not sure. But it says, her prettiness has people fooled for real. LOL, I feel like you would never know by the looks of her. You gotta know her to know. Shake my head. And that's fucked. I would be so pissed.
Yeah, so she basically is skating off pretty privilege and just, like,
going around fucking scamming everybody.
I guess.
Like, what the fuck?
But so does that, like, does she own the house? Like, is it actually her house? Is there an owner? Or?
I don't know, because this person is also kind of corroborating her story a little bit, saying, like, he was doing work for the homeowner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have no problem believing that she probably would do something not kosher like that and just be like, okay, like, I'll manage your shit or, like, whatever. Because, like I said, other people manage your stuff. I just think,
I mean, especially if she's
the reality of why the house
was
trashed is more sinister
to clean it
than anything she could explain. I feel like whatever the truth is, I don't know her situation. I don't know her. But whatever the truth is, I feel like the reason why the house was that fucked up is not being addressed. It does look like drugs or something like that that would leave like a fucking candle in the bathtub. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Or like the furniture possibly being sold.
Yeah.
For whatever. God knows
There's
what reason.
Weird shit going on here.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, so you thought you were bigger than the program. Is that what you thought? You fucking thought wrong. I'm receiving so many mean messages. Look at this shit. She made a post literally.
This is her on Facebook and it says, what a perfect day to get attacked by cyberbullies.
Fucking face blew up all over the fucking internet because she's a fucking scammer. Got over on the wrong one. It's not my fault. I can't help you. Did you try to help me? Cyberbullies. The cyberbullies. Girl, if you don't get your fraudulent scamming ass on up out of here, delete the post. Delete what post? For what? Why? So you can scam the next motherfucker? You got to be crazy. Fuck that. Did you just put the pipe down when we pulled up to the motherfucking house and dipped out the back? Is that what you did? The world needs answers. We need to know. I'm not going for this shit. This girl has been known for fucking scamming. For all you motherfucking scammers out there, that shit is going to catch up with you. Lucky I got my fucking money back. But nah, for real though, Airbnb, I think that y'all might need to implement some kind of inspection requirement. But this is crazy. This shit is happening far too fucking often. It's really unsafe for real. In the meantime, I mean, I just booked another Airbnb.
I mean, I get that. Oh, I get that. I always say, I'm like, I'm not going to do any more Airbnbs. And then I always do.
Wow. She's funny. I really liked her.
Yeah, I know. She's great. But yeah, her hosting thing, whether she deleted it, I doubt she did. I think it was definitely like taken down by Airbnb. It has been taken down. And when you go to try to click a link to it, it just says, oops, we can't seem to find the page you're looking for. So yeah, I think her hosting days are over.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? I would be so fucking pissed. Listen, I get it. We talk about not dogpiling and like all that shit, but I'm not going to lie. Like when I fucking got scammed by those concrete people.
You were very close.
Allegedly were also on drugs and it seemed very much like that type of situation. I was furious. Like I wanted to blast their whole asshole into the abyss.
You were about to.
I really wanted to because being scammed, it just feels so fucking shitty.
And it's like, how dare so you? Sketchy.
I need justice.
I need to just show you a few of these pictures really quick from this comparable Airbnb. So you guys know that the couple that went viral for like being like, they're like nickel and diming people and everyone said they're like the Airbnb host from hell. Their names are Cassie and John.
So in this pursuit of finding them, you found a really interesting, like a shitty Airbnb.
Yeah, so I found basically like their original post. I was seeing how much it cost and then the closest Airbnb like in the area at the time was this one. It says Lakefront Base Camp at Cherokee Lake. $423 for two nights.
That's a lot.
Especially when you see it.
Oh no. I thought the other one was expensive too, like 200 something a night for that little house. Get out of here.
Unplug and spread out on 1 acre of private lakefront at Cherokee Lake, just minutes from a public boat dock for easy water access. Ideal for campers, RV travelers, and lake lovers. Bring your gear or enjoy our air mattresses.
What?
An air couch. I didn't read this before I started looking at the pictures.
Not the Coachella
setup. And the couch really killed me. Unfurnished home.
Oh, so it's literally just a camp setup. It says that. Base camp.
No, there's a home.
Oh, beautiful.
So you see it from here, and I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, a little cabin looking thing.
A porch. Oh, a nice view. Sure.
Yeah.
Then we get a little closer and see, I'm like, well, that thermometer hasn't worked in a very long time. I don't think.
Yeah, it looks a little ancient.
Then we get to the next picture. I was like, oh, avant-garde. Why are we tilted? Then we get to the inside. Are you ready?
Okay.
It's a sectional inflatable couch. I thought
that's weird.
That this was like just a cushion on the ground, but it looks like it's actually the side of it. It's just like
that's the arm.
Barely connected. Yeah.
Why would they do that? I thought it was outdoors if they're going to put a bunch of inflatable shit. Just buy a boneless couch.
And like just like nothing. There's a TV and then just nothing.
Very interesting. Very horrible fucking pictures.
Shot
Jesus.
Of the kitchen. I think there were more, but I guess that those are the only ones I put in. But
oh my God.
Oh my God. I was looking at it. I was like, you're charging someone $423 to stay here for two nights. And there's literally an inflatable couch. Oh wait, no, yeah. I did have
they're
more
fully
pictures.
Relying on the fact that outdoors they're on a lake and it's like super cool in that regard and they put absolutely zero effort. I will say at least they fucking put that in the listing so when you're scrolling you can see it.
Yeah,
I'll give that to them.
Yeah, so there was this nice little, it started with the nicer things and then it got to the less nice. So there's like this cute little bench and it's like pretty. I'm like, okay, then we see this. Does that water look the same to you?
Oh, it looks a little more brown, but maybe it was dirty.
This was the bathroom, which I zoomed in and saw that the bath is dirty.
Blue. Oh, and dirty.
It's gross and has not been cleaned. Here's one of the air mattress rooms.
Jeez, that's crazy. I've never seen the Airbnb that does air mattresses.
Just a flat sheet hung on top of it and one pillow.
That's fucking
crazy.
Not
even two pillows.
And a little tiny blanket. Yeah. No, that's crazy.
Here's another one.
Yikes. I feel like that would be more expensive than buying a bed, because how often do you have to replace that? You know what I mean?
One of the rooms
has holes in it all the time.
That one has a frame, it looks like.
No. No, but it's an air mattress on top of a bed. You can see the ridges.
You're right.
Yeah.
This was a fun addition that I'm like looking here. Just cords that are not plugged into anything.
Okay. Hey, at least they're honest. Again, they you know, they were really letting you know what you were getting.
Yeah.
No decor, inflatable couch and bed. Ugh. I mean, it is what it is. Take it or leave it.
It's ridiculous, but
the audacity. Anyway. But anyway, yeah, what an interesting episode. We love the internet.
Yeah. You said gun to my head, wouldn't have been able to guess that. And you are correct.
I did.
This is a lady that has two dogs, and one of them is like a, I don't know what breed it is, but like some kind of hunting dog, and the other one's a blue heel. And one of them is an overachiever and the other one is not.
Carly back.
Oh.
Thank God, hon.
That is so cute.
It's not like a one-time thing. It's like every time they have like a little bar that they'll stand on and she'll be like, pause up.
Oh my God.
Carly, pause up. And like the other dog is literally balancing on all four on one little pole. And then Carly just can't give any fucks.
Carly doesn't give a shit. No. I love that so much. Well, I don't have one because I don't know what's happening. I just looked and I have nothing saved. I have to do some serious scrolling.
Do you want me to give you another really quick one? Sure. I had a lot of good ones. Here's a dog that's obsessed with the foster puppy that the owner is fostering. It made me want to cry.
No, let him sleep.
Oh my God.
You almost squished him. He's just a baby. Good boy. Oh, the cowboy sleep.
Oh my God, I can. He did almost squish him though.
I know. I kind of feel like that's what Max would be like if he had a puppy.
Oh my God. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end of this interesting journey, we appreciate you very much. But that is all we've got. And as always, we hope you have a wonderful weekend and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Get it?
Next Tuesday.
Cheers.
Yeah. Oh, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot about that. Bye.
Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville, and with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.